Can I just say that now? He gets the lowest percentage out of any of us because he's sick.
It's a four-way split, or I quit.
That's a Yo, bar. Why you always start recording when I'm That's talking?
A bar. It's a four-way split, or I quit. Fuck out of here.
Get out of here, Vince Carter. Sick of you.
Well, welcome, people, because Thomas want to go ahead and sneak record us again early. Welcome, everybody, to the Prescott Podcast. I am V Mind State, your friendly neighborhood sneakerhead, reporting live to you motherfuckers. I'm a little tipsy already, so pardon me.
Hilarious. I don't know what's wrong with these niggas. But
you should do shout-outs, man. Let people know what's going on.
That sick nigga over there is Vince. It's your boy Tory Tiller. The Great Value Tory Lanez. Pick me up at your local Walmart next to the Passion Fruit. Juice, you heard?
I can't. Listen. can I
be at Walmart?
Can I get out the deal now? Is it too early to get out the deal?
No.
You just signed the contract, my man.
You stuck with a lot.
They got me in a 360 pod agreement. This is sick.
We got Vince on a Scottie Pippen contract.
Hey, Joseph, I see what kind of podcast this is today.
Vince going to say 2.8.
He said, I don't get that to my seventh year.
Oh, man. Oh, let's finish the intros right quick. All right. It's your boy, Top Visionary, a.k.a. Top Visionary. I don't got nothing else for you right now. The Moscato is feeling nice. But let me kick it off to my brother, Joe.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Joe. Praise Joe. Joe Diesel. Broadway Joe. Man with too many AKAs. This is the Prescott Podcast. First off, you know, this is an oopsie episode. We kind of forgot to introduce ourselves last time. So basically, Press Gods, like we work together, you know.
Where do we work at, Joseph?
We work at Madison Square Garden.
You are not his father.
I'm just telling the people. I'm just making sure.
No, you're not his father.
I'm just making sure he tells the people where we are.
Like, come on, that's parental questions. And where are we from?
He's on the map.
Baltimore.
Nah, go ahead, finish, Joe. Finish.
So basically, you know, we work in the same area. You know, we work in the press room. We deal with the media and we crack jokes, but we take care of, you know, our workspace and we take care of our job. We do our job well.
That nigga's lame, you know, because I don't work with y'all. That's one. Yo, I work in the locker rooms.
Thomas is the sixth man. He come in.
Lou Will, you heard?
He come in, drop a quick 30, and then he leave.
Fucking Mama Ginobili. Ball spot.
What?
So I just came up ball. With Press Gods because I just thought it sounded kind of, you know, cool, like. You know, because, like, people would be like, oh, it's the press guys, I was like, yo, we the press guys. Like, we handle all the hard shit at work, you know, and I think we're MVPs, you know. So that's it. That's a little bit of backstory. But, like, if anybody else wants to kick in and add anything.
No.
No. Nah, yeah, I was just about to say, yeah, I got in here through, this was by force, not by choice. I just want anybody to know that I'm not here by free will.
That nigga's lying because as soon as he got a taste of the press room, he didn't want to go back to where he was originally at. That nigga lying. Don't let him lie to y'all.
Tomato, tomato. Anyways.
Listen, my boy Ty Visionary, he's the one who did the beat in the beginning. So if y'all jam out a little bit, like, you know, this guy is very talented. You gotta check out his music. He's a rapper and a producer.
His name is Peach.
My guy Tory Tiller is the best party promoter in the city and in Long Island.
Hey, here comes the shade. Go ahead, Joe.
And then there's Vince.
You know, V Mind State, this guy's the number one sneaker connoisseur besides Air Fernando, but we'll let y'all know about Air Fernando at a later date.
We're going to bring Air Fernando in here soon.
But Vince is definitely the guy to go to when it comes to getting sneakers or knowing how to get sneakers, or he could even help you with your fit. Some of y'all niggas that need help with y'all drip, this guy can help you. He's a stylist.
His name's not Vince, it's Drip.
How about your boy?
That's so we just gonna, I think we're gonna get into a couple topics today, you know. So how was y'all weekend? How was Father's Day, you know? How was Father's Day for Ty and Tom?
Let Ty go first.
Can we take guesses of what he did?
Let Ty go first, because I'm sure he got a kid somewhere out in this world he don't know about.
My guess is he's being the deadbeat. He's like, I ain't got no kids. So.
You was I'm a deadbeat say, on Father's Day? That's crazy.
I'm going to say, like I said, on this the first episode we dropped, I don't know what these dudes is talking about. There's only one father in the chat, and there's another two that's soon to be fathers, and it ain't me. Oh. So I don't know what the talk is about. I don't know what the talk is about going on right now.
Moscato, man.
No kids.
For me, I really didn't do shit.
Look, he said Moscato, man. Yeah. I'm exposing Illuminati tonight.
Yo, they gonna cancel us because of this nigga here.
Todd mad because he got kicked out of trying to be an extra in the Tupac movie. That fucking headband on. Get out of here, nigga.
I don't know what you speak of.
Anthony Mackie.
I'm dead.
Nah.
Father's Day was cool for me. I mean, like, I really didn't do shit, but probably I slept a little bit. My daughters, they came, gave me some. They gave me a dope keychain. It got all my kids' name on it. So this
fire. Day.
So I mean, fire. It's pretty cool for me. Took them out for pizza because they don't eat shit. So
they still kids.
We ate pizza outside, like we was at a restaurant, because you know a lot of niggas wanna be outside right now, so we sat down, you know what I mean? Niggas gave me a little pizza pie, so it was cool.
Yeah.
After that we hit Cold Stones, know what I mean? But you know what I mean, it was a calm little
sandwich. It was regular slices, or did they put toppings? If they ain't put no toppings, they ain't really care about you.
We had pepperoni.
Okay, good.
My kids eat mushrooms, they're not gonna eat sausage. They real picky.
No. All I'm saying is if somebody give you a pizza as a celebration and ain't no toppings, that was the I just scrambled this up last minute. You know, if I put a topping on it, I thought about it. You know?
Facts. I kind of agree with that.
Nigga, they ate. Well, yeah, ate. They ain't think about me. They think about themselves. They said, nigga, we getting the topping we want. True.
They took you out on Father's Day and made you pay. That's crazy.
Thomas, question. Yeah. Did it feel like, you know, like, do you feel like it was rewarding, like, for you, like, as a father? Like, do you feel like you got your just due because you're there for your kids and, you know, like, how did it feel for you? Like, I'm not a father, so I don't know how that feels, but, like, I know when that appreciation and shit.
I mean, for me, I don't think it takes that day.
Yeah.
It's the bad days, the days when I'm fucking upset and shit, and they're there.
Nice.
So, like, fact. when they there and...
This is going to be the emotional podcast?
It's emotional right now.
Yo, let him rock, bro.
I ain't saying nothing to you because your son didn't get you nothing.
I know, right?
Thomas. Go ahead.
That'd be the
last
Calabasas
time
right
I cut
now.
Somebody off today. Go ahead. You got me.
Ty sons of Calabasas.
Niggas need to drop a diss on Ty so he can be a father like Drake.
So let that boy go.
Sidebar. I seen a picture with Drake and his kid and his baby mom, and they said, "Look at Pusha T putting that family together." I was dying.
Yo, that's hilarious, bro.
I was dying. And you know, I'm a Drake stan. So.
I'm surprised you even said that just now.
Hey, man.
He's supporting nothing, Push. He said, "Bitch, push me. I push you back."
How was y'all father's Day, Ty and Vince? How was, you know, what y'all saw them? Got him a card, a tie.
I just spoke to my pops and chopped it up with him. We just talked on the phone. Just started reminiscing about old shit. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So we just chopped it up for a long time on the phone. And you know what I mean? Just kicked it. I don't really get to have that chance with him a lot lately because, you know, we just be all in our own world doing our own thing. So, you know what I mean? Just stay on the phone and chop them up with him. You know what I mean?
That's dope. That's dope.
That's dope.
Yeah. Nah, how about you, Ty? Get a tie for his father? That'd be sick.
I did not get a tie for my father.
from Macy's.
You sicko. I did not get a tie for my father.
He got it from Macy's.
Yo. Macy's do be having them deals, though. But
exactly.
Nah, but I Father's Day was mad simple for me. We did a barbecue. I had two generations, my pops and my grandfather there. It was real chill vibes. Everybody was there. Couple of drinks of wine and some good food, some seafood. It was good. Regular stuff.
Sauvignon Blanc?
We did Moscato. Moscato's my new thing. Call me Moscato Ty. You already know the vibe.
Ty.
So if we go out of town, you gonna fucking order a Moscato?
Yeah.
Like a sicko?
Ty, I wanna know, did your son make you a macaroni necklace?
I don't have any children, Vince. Next question. Hold
on. What did you get your father for Father's Day, Ty?
I'm going to be honest. It was just a card. It wasn't nothing crazy because I'm not big on my pops is one of those, he pretty much has everything he wants, so I don't like to waste my money and it's something he don't like. So I'm more about spending time with people when it comes to celebrations. If I know they got things they want.
You know? More valuable than a gift, man.
Yeah, that was my thing, more about spending the time than the money.
Facts. I know you got a couple kicks, like at the same time you got a pair of kicks, you got them for your pops too, so
yeah.
That's kind of pre Father's Day approved, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Hold up. Before we move on. Earlier we dropped our our little snippet, you know, to get our pod out there. You said you showed your pops the snippet.
I did. And you know what? When I showed him the video, he looked at it and was like, nah, that kid, dude, y'all resemble. I'm like, yo, like, whose side are you on? Let me know now, you know?
That's hilarious.
You know, that was a real sicko vibes, you know? But
shout out to your pops. You're a real one for realizing that you had a kid.
Don't shout him. If we're going to shout him out, we ain't shouting him out for that. But,
yeah. You're just going to name him Tyler Basket.
Like I said, I don't know what y'all speak of. Next question.
Let me get into the – for my – I saw my pops this weekend. We worked out. My father's a karate sensei, man. Samurai sensei, Jack. Man.
Samurai Jack.
So he gives us lessons, me and my brother, and my little brother. So we worked out and shit. It was a great workout. Then we went to his house. He got like a terrace. And then he like barbecued and stuff. And then we like talked and, you know, he had like a little speech. We had a shot. I don't even think I've ever had a shower with my father before because he don't really drink like that. And then he got like emotional because my grandfather passed away recently from the coronavirus. So,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Thank you. So my father got a little bit emotional about that. So that was like the first time I see my dad like about to like cry and shit, like tear up. But then he quickly composed himself, got back to his hard ass ways. So, but it was dope to see that vulnerability. And I'm just happy that, you know, I got to spend Father's Day with him. And I'm just happy that I have a relationship with my father, and I hope everybody, you know, can have a relationship with their pops, and if they can't, hope they find, like, you know, some type of role model, whether it's an uncle, a godfather, a coach. Hope somebody find, like, you know, that type of person to help guide them or whatever. Because I'm lucky that I have my pops. And even though when he watches this podcast, I'm going to be like, who the hell you think you are doing a fucking podcast? I'm going to be like, I think I'm pretty funny. So, so let's see what happens. Because now he just followed me on Instagram. So he's going to see that I'm going to have a podcast. So let's, we'll know the fallout next week, guys. But I wanted to get into the next topic real quick. So, you know, this is pretty, like, this is pretty a deep one. So, is having a type, like, overrated? Or do you guys even have a type? Like a type of chick that you like your prototypical girl? Or is that shit, like, trash? Like, nobody got a type. Like,
boy.
I ain't got no time.
Nah, it's crazy because, like, a lot of people, and I don't know if y'all, like, catch this pattern, but a lot of people, when they tell me, like, yo, Thomas, you have a type, and me, personally, I don't feel like I have a type, they always like, yo, you like some joints. Oh, you like skinny girls. You like this, you like that. And I'm just like, bro, I don't like anything specific. Now, bitches that give me attention might be the same
joint. Wait. Let's not call women bitches on the podcast.
My bad.
Hey, what J. Cole said.
Okay, every time Vince, hold
bitches,
on.
But the bitches love it.
Every time Vince input in this pod so far, there's been some fatherly advice. Get him out of here.
Chivalry, man.
We just started the podcast. That was some fatherly advice bullshit. The fuck out of here. I'm just letting you know, certain women don't like to be called bitches.
I'll take that.
You call the bitches the ones that who are bitches. But right now, our followers are not bitches.
Hey. For one, I'm not calling them bitches. What was said was, my friends, they go, oh, you like slut bitches.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, I like how you finessed that. I like that.
And that was smart.
Clean up on aisle four.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
But, like, truthfully, like, I legit, like, I've had a big girl before. I've had a thick joint before. But, like, literally, like, I guess the ones that I've actually spent a lot of time with have been slim. But I don't, me personally, I don't.
Slim thing, okay. You like the slim thing, Thomas?
Big facts. I like them all. All right. Same thing, cool. Sizes. You could be an upside down pyramid, girl. Come here.
I'm dead. I don't think I got a type neither, because at the end of the day, to be honest with you, certain girls that I like, that I chase after, and I end up not liking them as much as I thought I did when I get with them. You know what I mean? It'd be the ones that you just be cool with, that you really pay no attention to, and next thing you know, then y'all just started vibing off for some cool shit, and then end up being the joint that you really be fucking with on some serious shit too. So, do I have a preference in certain things, like certain assets I want you to have? Yeah.
Assets.
You know what I mean? I want you to have certain things, but you know what I mean? But as far as a type, nah, I ain't really got no type like that. You know what I mean? If you cool, I'd rather you be cool more than anything. So
this nigga, he mauling us on a scary movie too. He gonna throw the bag in.
I kid.
Go ahead, Ty. Go ahead. Say your misogynistic shit. Go ahead.
Let's go, HBK.
Whoa. Do not pass me the ball like that.
That's HBK.
When you pass it to me, you trespass that. Don't bounce past me the ball.
That was a bounce pass. It was.
It was disgusting.
From that point.
It could have been a skip pass.
It was real nasty.
Could have been a skip pass.
You tried to Alonzo ball it, but you Alonzo mourned in it. That's what you did. You sicko. But anyway, just to get into the before I even go, do I have a type? I would say maybe, but
he likes pregnant women.
Thomas at 10:20. This thing gotta get edited out for that one. Like,
That's staying.
Yo, I'm not even about to entertain that, because if you know me, you know what's up. That's fake news. But what I was about to say, do I have a type as in a girl that I'm more physically than attracted to sometimes? Yes. But that I don't use it to limit myself. You know what I mean? Like, if I see somebody that maybe you aren't the maybe you're not the height I usually look for, or maybe you don't have the body I usually look for, or maybe, you know, you might have a thing or two that might be something that I wouldn't usually go after, but that's not going to limit me from saying, oh, she's out of bounds.
Can't be taller than me. I kick you.
I'm not with girls being taller than me, but if you got to, like, say if you got an inch or two on me and we vibing, cool. Just don't wear no heels. But
ladies, Tashawn is 4'11".
That's a lie. I'm 5'10". I'm average man height, you know. I could have been a little bit taller, but, you know, I got shot in the leg as a kid.
I saw a joke. The dude said, hold on, let me pull this shit up. This shit is funny.
Oh.
Sick.
The nigga said, 4'10 nigga with a durag, call that nigga microwave.
I'm dead.
That's funny. Dead. Nah, that's funny, bro. That microwave, funny. That's hard.
Yeah, that shit was mad funny.
Nah, that's, but yeah, like I was saying, having a type is overrated, and I'm gonna say for this one reason. If you for both genders and however you whatever you do your however you do your thing, ladies, men too, if you meet somebody, a significant other, or somebody that you attracted to or maybe attracted to, don't let their one or two flaws subtract them from being on your list, because they might have everything you want, but they might be missing one thing. And I know we live in a world where it's like, I'm not settling, I only want the best.
Yo, Joe.
Ain't nobody gonna be the best like that. Yeah. And the words of Isaiah Thomas, if he met the criteria, give that man a chance.
Nah, I gotta let that shit play. I gotta find that shit. Hold up.
Listen, there's no woman in the world who's gonna check off every box that you have, bro. So,
and there was no
that's just a reality.
Exactly.
Or a man. You know what I mean?
So that's just a reality. And I feel like, you know, for men, we kind of know when we meet a woman, like, what type of, not to say category, but we know what type of things that they're going to fit into just as you get to know them. I feel like when you dealing with women, they want you to be,
You gotta
be a tough
hood nigga. You gotta be smart.
Yeah.
You gotta have your own money. You gotta have your own business. But you gotta live at home with mama. That way you can save a little bit more.
But then you also gotta be emotional. But you gotta be, you know. Yeah, you gotta have a car. You gotta have a mansion. But you gotta be like, you know what I mean? It's too many other things.
So they want you to be a robot, basically.
Basically.
Or a unicorn.
Nah, I can honestly say, like, some women don't want that, but I mean, the
mom. Are we talking to ladies?
Yeah. Conversation.
I met the criteria to be selected.
Look, ladies feel that way too, because it be some niggas out here that they be trying to, you know what I mean, get put into their vision, and they be feeling like, because they may not have the motherfucking Balenciagas or red bottoms and shit, that the nigga may not
or
see.
Or just because they have a past, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody can erase their past. Nobody. If you in your mid-20s or older, you're not going to meet nobody that has no past. Everybody's done thing. And if they didn't, then I would really question that, because I don't want nobody that don't have no experiences in life, to be honest.
Want to throw shade right now, but I'm going to leave it alone.
But it's even crazy that you say that.
Like, throw the shade, man.
This nigga's a sicko.
Hater News Network, report it live.
HNN.
Hater News Network. You might as well throw it down.
I just don't agree with the girls that always wants a nigga in designer every day. You know what I mean?
That's nasty.
That's nasty. I have a long thought behind that, but I'm going to let it be, bro. It's just nasty, bro. Most of them niggas, like I ain't going to hold you. Most of them niggas is broke. They got all that fly shit, but them niggas is broke, man. Let me tell you, bro. Them niggas can't rub two nickels together, bro. They spending all that drip, nigga, on themselves, but when it's time to take you out or do things or go places and all that shit, them niggas ain't got it, bro.
If he trying to go half with you on an Uber and he in some big drip, you got to question that man's motives in life.
And just because he gets you a Texas size at BBQs don't mean he balling, my nigga.
Exactly. That $13.99 plus tax ain't really killing his pockets like that.
You know what I mean? I ain't saying I'm the richest nigga in the world, neither. I'm balling like that neither. But, come on, a lot of niggas be out there fronting, and girls, y'all be sitting there putting on your Ray Charles shades, and y'all just be fucking falling for that shit, bro.
Eating that shit up.
Eating that shit up.
They be eating that shit up crazy, my nigga. But no shade to the guys, you know what I mean? Whatever your game is, man, make it work, man. Do your thing.
I'm talking about my face.
In my point of view, I think I do have a type. I have a prototypical woman that I like, but
he want his girl to smoke hookah, mint.
Nah.
Only one like this street.
But I don't box myself in where I won't date a woman because she looks like this or like that. As long as I'm attracted to you, like, first off, chemistry is
key.
Number one on my list, besides probably like face, like the girl gotta be pretty.
Personality.
But like, yeah. Usually the personality for me falls into that chemistry. Like, if our chemistry is crazy, like your personality is probably crazy, like pretty, like wavy too. So that's really high for me.
Into a crazy chemistry with a fucked up personality. That's the only reason.
Oh yeah. Oh shit.
Never mind.
He's about to go off.
Crazy. Yeah, I caught myself. I caught myself. But go ahead.
But curly hair girls are winning because I'm gonna tell you the old adage, even though this adage is not that old, but curly girlfriends is like having two girlfriends because when she straighten out her hair, she looks like a different woman. So it's like you got two joints.
Joe is sick for that.
I don't know in what Dominican land they said that to you, but okay.
That shit work, man. You be feeling like your shorty wear the curly hair like for most of the month because that's their natural state. And then they want to come out on Friday night, hookah night, with the straight hair. You're like, damn.
Yeah, I had to say hookah night.
This is foreign. She look foreign tonight. So
listen,
like,
man, girls got wigs, extensions, all types of shit, man. Color their hair, man. Joe, you could be a different girl, too.
Joe, she don't look foreign. Her hair just frizzy that day.
It was cold outside?
It was cold out.
I did that shit.
She sweated her. She sweated the perm out. So.
Yeah, it's hot. I got the wrong motherfucking goddamn climate.
Yeah, it's hot.
Same shit.
I actually want to sidebar into another topic that I was thinking of the other day. Yo, how y'all feel about like tattoos, like on a girl? Like,
love it. Say that again.
And tattoos on a girl and getting tattoos for yourself.
Oh, you said tattoos on a girl. Oh, okay.
Love it on both sides, on both ends. Love it. But like I said before we started recording, with women, I think it's all about placement. You know what I mean? The placement of the tattoo makes it more sexier than what you actually get
I feel like you know what I mean? I agree when you say placement, but like at least in quantity as well. Because I feel like girls that got like sleeves on both arms, I like that shit. You may not have on your body as far as like your breast, your stomach, your back, or your legs, but just you having full sleeves on your arms, that's a turn on too. So it's like, all right, cool. I could deal with you having that many tattoos Or, like you said, placement as well. I do enjoy placement. Like, okay, fine.
Sounds
placement.
Like, so if Shorty had Chris Berman Anderson tattoos, you fuck with her?
No. You said Berman Anderson, the nigga from the Miami Heat? The white boy?
The white boy?
Nah, that's a
dub. He was in Denver?
Nah.
He said he's in Denver too with Melo.
Wait, hold on.
He went to All-Star Weekend and got ran through. I'm cool.
Since we're talking about placements of tats, how you feel about the girl with the lower back tattoo? Like right by the crack.
Tramp stamp?
Yeah, that's the tramp stamp.
That shit is just so common now these days, I don't even give a shit no more. It's not even a tramp stamp to me no more, because every girl got it, bro.
You got
not
the every girl, on your but ass,
you know what?
It's a lot, bro. They all got
some
it,
other nigga's name, like if as long as it's not Randy on the back of her ass cheek, I'm cool.
First of all,
Randy or Douglas?
Wait. But while I'm clapping, I'm laughing because I know Randy crying about her somewhere. Randy is crying about her somewhere.
First off, I'm having the time of my life. If Shorty got another nigga's name tatted before, it's a dub. And I've dated one before, so.
He said she for the streets.
That is not. That is for the streets, my brother. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You gotta look at a future book for that one, like a future song.
It's not a dub for me, but it's not a dub for me because, you know, people make dumb decisions when they're young, bro. I mean, shit happens.
I just wanted to know because, you know, I see a lot of women that got a lower back tattoo. I don't think no way of it one way or another because, like you said, people get tattoos young. So, you know, it's just a question I wanted to see where y'all heads are with that.
That shit doesn't determine that you're a hoe or not, so I don't want to put that out there.
Girls as hoes if they get lower back tattoos, that don't mean anything.
That don't mean anything. Because it's just, for women, that's just a cool place to get it. Just like niggas, they first tattoos, they get it on their arm. That's cool.
You know, you just turned 18 and you wanted a dolphin on your lower back. Then get that dolphin, ma. Like,
okay, so.
Listen, so just to throw myself under the bus, too, like, my first tattoo, not one of my first tattoos, but when I was young, I got a tattoo on my neck. But I got it because I saw a Ja Rule video. And I saw he had the tattoo on his neck. I was like, yo, Ja Rule's looking bad hard with that tattoo on his neck. So I went out and got a fucking tattoo on my neck.
Yeah.
Of a fucking Ja Rule video. And now I'm throwing myself
you
under the bus.
You got a Ja Rule replica? Tattoo? Oh my god. Why am I just
it was the video. What was that video? Yo, what was the video when he had the Burberry button up and he had the Burberry Kangol or the bucket hat? I don't know what video it was.
I can't remember.
But I was a young nigga and I saw that shit, I was like, oh, that shit hard. Nigga went and got a tattoo like a sicko.
Yo, you got the same tattoo as a man that's selling gyros. Nah, go ahead.
Yo, to piggyback off you, Ty, I seen the nigga called him Jai Rule, like G-Y, like Jai Rule.
Jai Rule. Jai Rule.
That's hilarious.
Yo,
that was mad funny.
Jai Rule is hilarious, bro.
Jai Rule.
If this ever comes across your Instagram, we're joking.
Wait. And let me say
you
this.
Have classics.
I think we could all. Yeah, we all love Ja Rule music.
Yes.
Ja Rule. I got a tattoo because of you, so you know I'm a fan.
Ja Rule,
I'm a 50 Cent fan. Fuck these niggas.
Oh man,
I am a 50 Cent fan first. But
wait.
Ja Rule got
why you can't
right.
be both?
I love 50. Don't get me wrong, but Ja Rule. Let's not act like before 50 Cent and Ja Rule ever happened, Ja Rule was out here killing the game. We not gonna do that.
Hey nigga, I grew up in Queens. You had to pick one.
I was about to say something, but you was gonna have to delete that part. Go ahead.
Fuck that angry shit.
Oh my god. Nah, 50 and Ja Rule was killing.
Back to the tattoo shit.
I was about to say,
Shorty got the rib cage shit. That shit pretty fire. I'm not gonna hold you.
The rib cage hurts like a motherfucker, bro.
The script shit on the ribs?
That shit look kind of fire on joints. The rib cage joint?
I mean,
I like little subtle shit. Like if you got like a little shit on your tricep or she got some shit on her hip. Or some shit like I like shit like that. I don't like the whole flooded with
I was gonna mention somebody from the job, but let me not do that.
I can't even think of who you're talking about. I know you're talking about. I gotta be sick because I can't even think of it. I got a strong feeling about who I know it is. So I ain't gonna say nothing.
Say her skin color, Tyshawn.
Code name.
Brown.
Blue 42.
Mocha.
Not even. What you said, Thomas?
Blue 42.
Audible.
Omaha.
All right.
Anyways, let's get into these sneakers, man. Are we ready to talk sneakers today?
Are we showing them?
We ready.
No, I'm ready. We're introducing this segment.
Flip it or leave it.
Let's do one it, flip it or leave it. It's going to be our new topic. It's going to be either I want these sneakers that's coming out, I'm going to get them to flip because I know they're going to be worth some money, or leave it is I just don't want them at all.
This is trash.
They're garbage. This is trash. When I look at them, I throw up in my mouth. Like, you know.
What's the shoe?
All right. So we're going to do a quick little fire round. I'm going to shout out 5 sneakers. We all gonna say want to flip it or leave it. Either they just recently came out or they're coming out within the next few days. This might come out after they came out, so don't worry about that. Anyway, want to flip it, leave it. First sneaker, alternate Grape Fives.
Want it.
Leave it.
Leave it.
Okay. Yeah,
You didn't buy them shits?
They didn't come out yet, Joe.
He got the top fives.
Fucking Joseph, Jesus Christ, from Europe, dropped early.
Nah, but it's a label for me too.
Soul Links. Shout out to Soul Links.
They look good on feet, but I'm gonna skip on those.
I've seen all foot reviews. It's not a bad shoe, but it's just not a shoe that I see myself wearing. So it's gonna be a leave it for me.
It's not a bad shoe.
No, that's what I said. It's not a bad shoe. It's just not a shoe I see myself wearing.
What Thomas said? Thomas said you're gonna keep it.
I have the original grapes, so I'm not gonna get the alternate grapes.
See, now that's different. Original grapes.
Now let's see if I didn't have the original grapes. Original grapes. I got the alternate. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next shoe.
All right, next shoe. Let's go Yeezy Bariums.
That's a wanted for me. That's a wanted and flip it.
The Zion?
Bariums.
Bariums. Definitely. That's a cop and a half, nigga.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Jordan tie dye ones.
Leave them.
Flip it.
I ain't flipping them shits. Fuck that.
You can flip anyone.
Vince, flip Master Flex. What's your say on this?
Flip Master Flex.
Want and flip.
Okay. All right. It's gonna be a leaving for me.
Down the street with the carrot top sneakers, nigga.
Carrot top sneakers. Come on, don't do that.
Nigga, I'm slashing them shits.
I'm dead.
Put a flat in your tire.
Y'all gonna flip. I don't think that one is gonna be but then again, who knows? Because I'm not the most savvy.
I feel like a lot of women would like that sneaker. No,
I think women are gonna body it, but I don't see it being great resale sneaker. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
It's a Jordan 1.
Yeah, Jordan 1 resell over at least $60 each one, $50 at least.
Bro, since the Jordan Doc, bro, Jordan 1's been going up crazy, bro.
I'm not even about to waste my time and invest in it. I'm going to keep it a thou. Let's go. The Jordan 3 Royal Cements that's coming out soon.
Want it.
Nigga, I'm going to Europe to get them personally.
Like I said,
Mixer, hold my pair. I'll be there.
If you didn't know, now you know. That's Flip Master Flex right over here, my boy V Mon State.
He's gonna get two pair. He's gonna get one to flip.
He's getting two pair for himself. He's getting 5 pair in every size. That's how he moves.
Trying to tell me it doesn't make sense for me to cop it early? It's not gonna be sold in states, and niggas gonna be thirst ball for them shits.
It depends how much they charge you overseas. Some of the sites are more, some of the sites aren't as much.
Vince, but what about sell it for? Is it going to be more than what I paid for over there?
It depends though. Like if you're only making a 300, like if it's reselling for 300, and you paid 260 something, like to get them, you're getting a $40 profit, but
But at the same time, you got niggas that's over here that they're gonna see those and not know that they came out overseas, and they're gonna want them, and they'll pay that extra bread.
But y'all gotta understand, a lot of people who buy sneakers, bro, are not savvy and know about all of the stuff that's going on across the world. And the market of the sneakers and shit like that, my nigga. Niggas is really not that savvy about that, bro. They don't know half the shit, bro. They just see sneakers and they want it and they just buy it. They don't know the history behind it, when it dropped, how much it costs and all that. They just want it and they just buy it, bro.
And then some niggas really don't know shit. They gonna see that colorway and be like, oh shit.
Yeah. Those are hard. Oh, those are hard.
But yeah. I don't know if I said it yet, but that's definitely a leave it for me. It's not a sneaker I'm big on. But
you don't want those?
Nah.
Surprise, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like threes.
Even
I'm not big on threes.
I'm just fucking on like threes. Sicko.
I don't.
These niggas
like
are sick men.
Black
right here.
Cement threes.
Yo, I the do. Next podcast, bro, I'm gonna set up my box differently, and it's just gonna be the cement threes sitting right on top of my head, nigga. So Thomas can fucking look at it.
Sir, you can keep your watered down shoes inside the back. Some shit's came out
watered
seven
down.
Times.
Nah, but there's a few threes that I like, but it's not my favorite Jordan retro. I keep it a buck. But there's a few that I like. The black cements that Thomas hate, I like. I wouldn't mind copping those. The white cements, I wouldn't mind. And the UNC threes. Those are probably my top three threes that I've seen released.
You want to get the True Blues?
Nah, I'm not big on those.
True Blue, Do the Right Things, those Blue Royals, and the UNCs.
This nigga didn't mention that one cement sneaker. Can we get this nigga out of this
cement
podcast? Okay, I take it back. Sorry.
This nigga is sick.
All right,
crazy person.
Let's get to the last sneaker.
My,
of my, one
my,
and flip
my
and
other
leave
one,
it.
The Jokers. My fault.
Oh. Go ahead. Yeah.
The Jordan 14 Toros. How we feeling about them?
Leave it.
Super duper cop. Y'all
I'm
niggas
here
crazy.
For
what?
Disgusting.
Me and Vince been saying
this is where Vince getting his game bag because he likes bloody shoes.
Yeah.
He likes to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy likes the Jesus Peace album by The Game.
If anybody had heard The Game Jesus Peace album, please comment under anything, bro.
I like
the
album too.
Is fire, bro.
I'm not going to leave you on that fence by yourself. I like that.
Ty likes one song on the album.
That's not true.
That's not a lie. No, you don't.
Celebration, Ali Boumaye. If I go back and listen to it right now, I remember that being one of my favorite.
On that album,
I remember
bro.
That being one of my favorite game albums. Is that to me is the one of his few albums that's right up there with the documentary 1 and 2. That might be number 3 after the first two. After documentary 1 and 2.
That shit's not better than Doctor's Advocate.
It might be.
Doctor's Advocate was good too.
It might
be. Then Doctor's Advocate has
you could argue all four of those to me. You could argue all four of those if you ask me. But Documentary 1 and 2 is definitely the 1 and 2 punch as far as his top two. Then Doctor's Advocate and Jesus Peace, you probably go back and forth on. To me.
Jesus Peace is hard.
It was. Listen, we're not going to let Joe – come on.
I know, right?
If Drake is not featured on it, he probably ain't listen to it.
Oh, they about to go more life shade.
You heard, Vane?
Vane.
V-A-M-E.
V-Rule and The Game.
You gotta get the fuck out of here with that game shit.
Listen, man, I don't stand for none of these niggas, but he's a dope rapper.
Yeah, he could rap, but Jesus Peace is not it. Ali Boumaye was nice on Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is a great game.
Exactly. You say that as a slight, but I don't take that as a slight to that song. It was a lot of good songs.
It's not a slight. I'm saying it's good for Grand Theft Auto. It's on Grand Theft Auto.
It's also good if you're in a car living a Grand Theft Auto life, but we're not going to get into that.
Oh,
we're not gonna get into that. But yeah.
You could get that out of here. The Toros, get them out of here. What
nah, y'all bugging.
Yeah, nah, there. Yeah. The Toros 14 a big leave it for me. Big leave it.
But can I ask why?
is not a sneaker that I find, like, it's not a sneaker that I see myself wearing.
You're not a fan of the silhouette?
Nah, I've never been a fan of 14s. Never been a fan.
Okay, I could agree to that.
Yeah.
I like the last shot, 14.
That might, and the just white, basically, and the white to be and honest, and more so
the
off
black
the black toe.
The history of it, but, I mean, it's just that silhouette, because I've had 14s before. That's, I know I don't like them. You know what I mean? Like, I've worn them, went out places with them, and I just
wore my Ferraris like yesterday.
That's nice.
The yellow
joints. Oh, the yellow joints, yeah.
That's nice.
Thomas likes anything associated with Italian. Balenciaga, Murcielago. Fucking Maserati.
He don't even like if you call him Thomas. He said, I'm Tomas.
Yeah. I'm Tomas.
Listen, for one, you're right. I don't answer people that call me Thomas.
See? That's Tomas right there.
I don't answer that shit either.
If you go out in the street and you say Tomas, he goes, what, where, huh?
You better say Tori because I'm going to walk right past you. I'm coming right, in. So you're right. I'm foreign.
So that's that little segment on flip it, keep it, whatever, switch it, dip it.
That's all five?
Want it, flip it, nah. Leap it, sir.
We got one more.
We got the blackout story.
No, I was saying that was all the sneakers.
Yeah, we went through the five sneakers.
All right, cool. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Sick ass sneakers.
All right, so tell me.
You want to talk?
Tell me this. Have y'all ever had a time that y'all went out and y'all had this crazy lit, you know, when they're taking a picture and paying in full, when they throwing the money in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those nights, but you don't remember it. Do you wish you could go back and, like, relive that night? Even the bad ones, like the ones that you blackout drunk and you woke up on the train.
I have a lot of those nights, man. It's too many, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a few.
It's too many.
It's a few. I'm gonna take a story time off of you.
I remember I left a party, bro, and I woke up in the fucking train station, but you wait for the train, the benches, bro. I slept there the whole night.
Nigga.
What station?
It was in Brooklyn. This is when I was living in Brooklyn. It was like Nevins or like fucking Atlantic Avenue or something like that. I slept in the motherfucking train station, bro, waiting for the train. The shit never came.
I ain't gonna lie.
I was drunk and I passed out over there, but thank God, bro, I woke up with all my money in my pocket, my wallet, ING, everything. Niggas said,
I was about to say, nigga, if you fell asleep on Atlantic, they put coins in your pocket. They tried to help
you. I woke up with everything in my pocket. I thank God, my nigga, then I finally took the train and I went home, bro.
Nigga,
that's crazy.
I got a story that I blacked out in college. Me and my boys, niggas fuck around, do a party inside the dorms, and like I keep telling y'all niggas, like the way my dorms was set up was like townhouses, so everybody basically had their own crib. So basically, I just moved in with my boys that I like call my brothers and shit like that. Besides y'all niggas, I moved in with them. It was the end of the semester. Niggas threw a party. We had one of these one hillbilly nigga, hillbilly white boy, but he was cool as shit, my nigga. Like, he was dope.
Hillbilly.
So he had all the white people downstairs playing beer pong and shit. And we had all the black people upstairs inside the rooms. The party got so crazy that you couldn't get upstairs. Like, we had niggas on the fucking staircase.
Yeah.
So we all inside my boy's room, and my room door was closed. I got so drunk, my nigga, I was dancing with a shorty. She got up and walked away, and I was still dancing, my nigga. Bro, she got up, walked away, I was still dancing. Literally 2 seconds after I fell, and I was underneath my boy's bed. Him and my other boy, they carried me to my room. Bro, I threw up on the floor. They already gone. They went back inside the party. They got threw up on the floor. I tried to crawl inside the bed. I get in my bed. My other man's, he comes up the stairs, drunk as fuck. He's like, hey, yo, they threw up. The nigga takes me out the bed and puts me in my throw up, bro.
What? Unfriend that nigga right
soon
now.
Soon as I sober up, we fighting.
Nah, he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it on purpose, bro. Because my other man that lived with us, he came up the stairs too. He's singing MIA, my motherfucking MMG. And my man is like, yo, T threw up. So my other man is like, what? T threw up? Fuck T.
That's
grimy. So my man is like, what? Fuck T. What you mean, fuck T? Nigga, we can fight right now. He's like, that's supposed to be your man's. He was like, so he looks in the room and he finally processes everything like, yo, I threw up. I'm laying in my throw up. Mm. So he like, yo, take his shirt off. Take his shirt off. So they took my shirt off. They wiped my face. At this point, I'm laughing at these niggas because they're still arguing and fighting. Like, I'm still conscious. Like, I'm like, I just couldn't move. I used all my fucking energy to get in the bed, bro.
I've been there, too. I know what you're talking about.
I've been there.
I'm like, yo, I couldn't move. I'm sitting there laughing at these niggas. Bro, I woke up. They got me in front. They had me outside of our dorm. Because we had like a little stoop. So you could sit in front of the stoop. So I'm outside with no shirt on. Mind you, this is my first semester up there. So the end of fucking fall is winter. So I'm outside, no shirt on in the fucking winter, bro. Like this, with my head in my lap, bro. Campus security, they come up and they try to tap me and wake me up. They ask me like all my credits and see if I go to the school and shit.
You should have acted if you was on drugs, nigga. You got outside with no shirt on in the wintertime. Fuck your credits.
Nah, but like they're trying to ask me for like my ID and stuff to see if I went to the school, because if they would have got that stuff, I probably would have got kicked out of school type shit. Nah. So now my boys, they took my wallet and they put it inside the room. Like I had it on me. They took my wallet and put it in the room. So the campus security, they call the ambulance for me. My nigga, when I tell you that the next time I open my eyes, I just see niggas carry me to the fucking to the hospital bed. And the nigga, I passed out again.
Nigga thought Jesus lifted him up.
Nigga, it was like an episode of the fucking, what's that shit, Grey's Anatomy, nigga. I woke up, seen the shit, closed my eyes back. Nigga, I woke up, I'm sitting there, I ain't got no phone. Well, I finally wake up the next day, I ain't got no phone, I ain't got my wallet, nothing, bro.
Those be the best nights, though, bro.
It do.
It be the best nights. It be worse, it be bad because you be feeling like shit, but bro.
When you sit back and you hear the stories of what went down the next day, oh my
nigga,
God.
Yo, it was crazy because literally I got to the, like, well, when I woke up in the hospital, they was like, oh, your friends, they drove over here, they sat with you for most of their life, and then they left. But it was some shorties that came and my boys that lived there, that lived with me, and they drove back. So I'm like, all right, niggas checked on me and they left their cell number because they knew that they took my phone. So he was like, yo, you just got to call the jack. So, nigga, these niggas billed me because I have my wallet with my insurance on me. So niggas billed me like a good rack or two.
Nice. Yo, once you call the ambulance truck, newsflash people, $1,000.
Yep.
Off rip.
Yo, I don't care what you got. You got a swollen toe, $1,000, nigga. You getting charged, bro.
That's a fact.
Nigga, if you could drive there yourself, drive there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just call an Uber, nigga.
Nope.
Son, this is before Uber, you know what I mean? This is a few years ago. This was 2012.
Uber might have been out, but if nobody was on it yet.
Yeah, it probably was, but damn.
Nigga, might have been a startup at that time.
Yo, I remember we had those nights together. Thomas, remember the time I dropped my phone 72 times in 5 seconds?
That was motherfucking, that was New Year's.
New Year's, bro.
This nigga,
yo, I could not keep my phone in my hand for whatever reason, bro. I literally dropped my phone at least 82 times, bro.
Yo, this shit, over and over, bro. Never cracked.
And my screen never cracked, nigga. No
that funny. Last drop, my nigga, the screen stopped working.
Yeah. My shit broke on the inside.
It didn't even break on the outside. It stopped working internally, bro. I couldn't see nothing, bro.
He kept dropping
it. He hurt his phone mentally.
The whole thing looked like I'm done.
Yeah, that was a long night that night.
Right. Yo, but the crazy part about that day that I woke up inside the thing, niggas came and got me. Niggas threw another party for my homegirl the very next day. Nah, guess who was in the spot wilding?
Yo, bum ass. This nigga crazy.
Yo. Niggas,
this like, nigga still had the hospital band around his arm talking about, yeah.
Yeah. You know when they put your name and all your information on, he definitely still had that on for sure.
Yeah, that's what he said.
The hospital band. That's what I mean. I still had the band on.
They was cutting my ass for that shit. They said, nigga, you just came home.
Nigga, Thomas pulled up to the party with an IV bag.
Willing the shit IV in. Yo, this shit was
full of Ciroc.
Yo, niggas still talk to me about that shit today. Like, the niggas
nah,
like,
that's nasty.
They still say, like, it was like, yo, that.
Go ahead, Joe. I know you got one, Papa.
I know you was drinking Ciroc that night, Thomas. That sounds like a Ciroc night.
Yo, you know what the crazy part was? Me and my guys, the way that we used to pregame and drink, we used to drink everything straight, and we used to buy so many bottles. And we got to a point where it was like, you're not just going to drink your bottle by yourself. So we was like, yo, you might have some shit that I like. So we started siphoning bottles. Mm-hmm. So you had to take the bottle, take a shot. So niggas had like five bottles in the siph, bro. All everything, tequila, fucking dark, white. Nigga, you was going under.
I got a question before everybody else get into their stories. It's still about the party and shit. Do you think it's worse to drink liquor straight or to mix it?
It's definitely worse to mix.
When you say mix, what do you mean?
Like dark and light.
No. Mix, I mean with like seltzer.
Oh.
Cranberry.
I thought you meant like mixed liquors. No.
Mixing liquor is mixing liquor,
but if you're saying straight.
And I'm still going with mixed liquor. You know why I'm going to say that? Because when I drink liquor straight, I can see my alcohol amount. When back in college, when you making jungle juice and all that, I don't know the alcohol to Kool-Aid ratio or whatever it is, you know.
Nah, we did.
It used to be tubs. We used to, like, when I tell you, you know those bins where you have, like, the like storage bins?
Yeah, man.
We used to have storage bins
with
of
fruits
liquor
and shit.
Bro. Fruits, liquor, and it was never. I'm gonna tell you the nasty thing. You know, you put like juice in it. No, they put Kool-Aid mix. Yeah. There's no water. There's no nothing to dilute that. It's straight Kool-Aid powder and liquor.
Yeah, y'all tried to die that night,
bro.
Kool-Aid powder and liquor. That is nasty.
It was nasty. That's nasty.
Me and my boys just do the same shit, so I know exactly what y'all talking about.
You're gonna get a heart attack and diabetes all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas used to die. Yo, we got so lit one day, my brother threw up inside the shorty he was talking to sink. Niggas, she was doing the party at her crib. So we went to her crib. We was already turned because we were siphoning bottles. This nigga, he decided to go inside her crib, take her bottle to the head because she bought him a bottle because she was feeling him. Took her bottle to the head, nigga threw up in her sink, died the rest of the night inside her room.
Belisi respectably threw up in her sink, bro, because it could have been somewhere else that she didn't need to be
happy
that. Nigga, she had to clean that shit out. Nigga, that shit was mad funny.
Nigga, turn the water on.
Nigga, it was mad chunky.
Oh, then that's different. Yeah, that's nasty. Nigga, Chipotle came up.
what black ass store you got, bro?
I go last. I got a few, but I'll do probably my first one. Yeah, I think that was my first one. I'll do my first birthday at Penn State. How did that day start? All right, I'll tell you how it started, because it was a full day experience of getting twisted. When you talk about getting twisted to the umpteenth power, like you can't get no more bent. That's what happened. So, long story short, it's my birthday, freshman year of college. So, you know, I can't go get the drinks, but as you know enough people that been in college longer than they should have been, so they get the bottles for you. Or they just turned 21. It could be either one. But long story short, so everybody knew it was my birthday, and you know, I was kind of, not to gas myself up, but you know, even though I went to Penn State, I went to a side campus, Penn State Hazleton. Shout out Penn State Hazleton. If anybody watching, you know, big ups to you. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah. But yeah. So long story short, it was a day where it was like, oh, it's your birthday, we gonna get lit. So you got the people that wanna take you, oh, let's go burn a spliff before the last class of the day. Then when I get from there, then I go back down to the dorm rooms and I got this one. Oh, let me give you this drink. Let me give you this drink. Let me give you this drink. Yeah. And of course, not everybody got the same thing. So I'm mixing. This is probably my – and that's why when you said mix, I was so quick to say mix because that was probably my first night of ever mixing liquors. So that night always sticks with me. So – but I'll never forget. I'll tell you the drink that – that set the night off, that made the night the legendary night that it is to this day. It was one dude, I can't remember his name, I don't even remember who it was, but he was a cool dude, whatever, but you know, you just don't remember people. But he was like, yo, it's your birthday, right? He said, yo, I got this drink for you, it's good, here. It was, y'all ever heard of, y'all know Koala?
Kahlua,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the name of the drink. I just seen it was K, L, and Wow, A's and U's. So I'm like, oh, okay. Nah, yeah.
He thought it was the Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard?
Fucking guy.
Just because you got a Raptors jersey on, you don't got to throw in all the Raptors greats. But I'm back. But, yeah, so he gave me that drink. So I said, oh, yeah, this is smooth, whatever. So long story short, we went off campus. I had a couple of mutual friends that had an off campus crib. Oh, yeah. Like it was an apartment. It was a house. It was a house. They had a house. It was like, I think it was like four or five of them that lived in that house, whatever. So, but they, all the people that lived in there was cool. So they let me throw my birthday party there and all that. So we get there, birthday party. When you talk about jungle juice, you talking about people got their own bottles, this and that. Mind you, it's my birthday. So, you know, when it's your birthday, everybody, oh, shot, drink, shot, drink, shot, drink, shot, drink. So I'm like, all right, cool. So by the time we get to the party, I don't remember my birthday party at all. I'm going to keep it a buck. I remember the day, but by the time we got to the birthday party, I was a lost cause.
You're not supposed to remember it.
No, not at all. But the thing is, there's video. I know people got the video to this day. Don't send it in and don't show me because I don't want to look at it no more. I've seen
for anybody that has a video of Tyshawn in that day, please send it to my DMs at VMindState. I would like to have that footage. There is a reward for it too.
Definitely don't do that because you're definitely going to cease and desist.
You can also send it to the Press Gods podcast. Page as well.
Send it to it too.
At Press Guys Podcast.
There's a small fee for it right now out here in these streets. Go ahead, continue.
I'll throw myself under the bus. I got video for me. Y'all see mine.
Everybody got video, but I think because I went through so many phones, I don't have them saved. I did have them at one point in time. But yeah, so let me just get back into it. So yeah, so like I said, we drinking, whatever, smoking, whatever. It's a college birthday party. Anything you think that goes on in a college birthday party, it was going on. So long story short, so the way how they had it set up, it was like the dining room table was where we were sitting down. That's where everybody was chilling at. Then when you go down to the basement, it was like a party. I don't think even the party was even that. Because my birthday is like in the winter. So it was like, and it was off campus. So all the on campus joints, like, I'm not walking over there because this is before everybody had a car. This is our freshman year. So nobody really bossed up yet with the whip to drive all the friends and all that. So I'm like, we trooping it over there. Whoever want to troop it, y'all troop it with us. And that's going to be that. So long story short, it was a great time, though. Don't get me wrong. I had a phenomenal time. I don't remember it, but I remember having a phenomenal time. So, all right. Long story short, let's get into it. Let's get into the meat.
I think a Ty said long story short three times.
I know, because
with the long story.
I know. It's just one of those stories because I have to give you, when I give you the background, now when I get to this part, now it's going to be even funnier. All right, so now I'm gone. I'm wasted, whatever. my friend, one of my friends, actually, I think they were all, it was this joint at the party. Mind you, it wasn't no shorty I was really attracted to, whatever. She was decent. I ain't gonna throw her on the bus and shit, but she was a nice lady. She was a nice lady.
She's gonna call us up the next podcast. She's gonna call us up. Yeah.
She said, tell us. Don't speak on my name no more.
No, that's one thing. Go ahead.
The young lady that Ty is talking about, if you are her, please hit up my DMs so we can have a conversation and talk about that night. There is a fee in it for you. Continue.
All right. So, like I said, we in the living room now. The basement is still probably people down there drinking, whatever. But we upstairs. I'm going. Like I said, I'm going. So what they did was they pulled, like, you know, like a kitchen table chair, and they sat it in the middle of the living room. So they sit that chair in the middle of the living room. They sit me down. They send this girl. She's supposed to come in there and give me a lap dance. So I'm sitting there.
Wait.
This sounds like a basketball player. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like the best man, the movie. Nigga, Terrence Howard.
Bro, I'm telling you, this is what happened. I can only tell you what happened. So they sent me. They sent me in a chair.
They blindfolded you with the headband you got on.
They didn't bro. I was so drunk, I blindfolded myself. I'm not paying attention to nothing. So I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I'm lit. I'm oblivious to what's going on. So I'm sitting in the chair. Now the girl go in the other room, whatever. She soon as she comes out and hit the corner. To hit the room I'm in, and everybody in there, they got their phones out recording and all that. I throw up on myself.
Oh, what a
loser. I throw up all over myself, bro. Like, what? Throw up on the shirt, throw up on the pants. Like, everything is just...
Because you was fucked up, or because of what you seen?
No, because I was, bro, when I tell you, mixing all them liquors all day, bro, Jungle Juice, the Kahlua, all these drinks that people were giving me, I was going. So I threw up, right? So it was like, it ruined the whole mood, because now she's like, oh, I'm not going to give him the lap dance, this, and that, whatever.
Did she have on an outfit?
I don't remember what she had on, to be honest. I don't know. Like I said, nice lady. If you know who you are, shout out to you.
It tastes just like candy. It tastes just like candy.
But yeah, anyway, so all right, so now they get me out the chair. They take my shirt off because my shirt is done. And you know, they cleaning me up, whatever. So now I'm lit, right? But I was one of those, people, if you ever been around me and you know I get lit, either one or two things happen. Either I get really calm and really quiet, or I turn into full stand-up comedian mode. That night, I was in stand-up comedian mode. So now, because like I told you earlier, homeboy gave me the Kahlua. He gave me the Kahlua, but I didn't remember the name. So the whole night, I kept saying, I'm lit off the Calamo Bay. So the whole night, bro, I had everybody dying because I'm like, yo, everybody like, yo, what you drinking? I said, bro, I'm off the Calamo Bay. How many times I gotta tell you I'm off the Calamo Bay? Like, so they, bro, when I tell you they got videos of me calling it Calamo Bay, whatever. All right, so now after that, I'm dead, right? So now it's like, you know, you go through phases when you're drunk. You go through the hype phase. And then you go right after that hype phase,
the down phase.
Full dead. Like, you might as well be a carcass mode.
So yeah, I want to go lay down somewhere.
So now I'm at this mode. So now they sit me on the couch, right? I don't got no shirt on. All right. I'm going to put
what's you on with no shirt, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the other
stuff. Wait. So let me tell you. We all fans of Martin here, right?
Of course.
All right. So anybody that's listening, if you're a fan of Martin, if I bring up this episode, you really watch Martin, you're going to know what I'm talking about. Y'all remember when they thought the plumber died?
Yo.
And they held the funeral service
on the couch. Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the couch. I'll never forget, bro. They had a video of me. I'm swaying back and forth in the chair. I'm swaying back and forth. So eventually they put my head down in the garbage, right? Because I kept throwing up. They put my head down in the garbage.
Yeah, niggas need some new friends.
Wait. So one of my Let me get to the story. One of my mans, Ro, shout out to Ro. If you are listening. That's my guy. So he got me there. They sitting down, bro. They taking turns, like, yeah, Ty was a cool dude. They really did the whole shindig like in Martin, bro. Hilarious, bro.
Yeah, that's
so funny. Now I'm gonna tell you, this is the part that killed it. So I'm swaying back and forth in the garbage can, right? They saying all this. Mind you, the whole time my body is lifeless. I'm only swaying because of how they moving me. It's like I'm dead. And I'll never forget. This is right when Big Sean album came out, Dark Sky Paradise. And now you know what song came out? What song that came on in a party that woke me up? I'm way up, I feel blessed. That blessings with him and Drake. So this, bro, I kid you not, bro. I remember the video like it was yesterday. I don't got it no more, but I remember the video like it's yesterday. I got my head in the garbage. When that song comes on and he gets to that hook, I lift my head up. Mind you, I'm dead the whole time. I lift my head way up. Bro, and then I stood up. Bro, I stood up. I got my shirt, and I was like, yo, let's go. Like, they was like, yo, what just happened? Bro, I kid you not, son.
I had a Weekend at Bernie's moment.
Bro, it was one of the most that was probably the first legendary college night that I had as far as getting lit.
I had another night like that, bro.
I got plenty nights, but I'm not gonna talk about my shit.
No, yeah, we can do this topic every week, and I got a few.
I got y'all next week. Fuck it.
Go ahead, Joe. You wanna talk your shit?
Who's next?
Go.
I can't really think of a good blackout night. Usually, when I blackout, some shenanigans pop off, and I get into some shit.
Don't end up at Gardenia
every time.
I think
I'm always with him.
I'm gonna give you a two part. I'm gonna give you a good story and a bad story. The bad one first, because you got bad news first. So I went out to Toboga, and I was chilling with Sniper Man. Shout out to him, and I was chilling with Kojo. Shout out to him, and Logan. Shout out to him. And we were just chilling. We were chilling with a bunch of joints. It was lit. It was fun. They don't have coat check for some reason. And mind you, it's dead of winter, so I'm fucking hot. So I take my coat off, and I put it under the little pool table, which they got covered. I put it under there, right? So then I'm hot or whatever. I'm chilling, though. And then Logan leaves. I don't know what happened to Sniper Man, but Kojo ran to his boys. So I was chilling with Kojo and his boys, right? They started giving niggas like Hennessy rounds. So this is where I mixed, so I fucked up. I drank that. They gave me hookah. Y'all know I don't do hookah.
Hookah hit you.
I guess I was, exactly. I was in the moment. I did the hookah. Man, I got fucked up. Fucking Kojo took me out. Try to put me in a cab. Apparently, he tried to put me in the cab. Like five times. I got out the cab. I kept on going in and out the cab.
I've been there with Joe before.
And then we went to the corner spot to get food, and this nigga Kojo told me that I ordered the whole fucking menu.
Sounds about Joe.
I had mad food, and then I actually got the cab. And then the coach to this day bring that shit up. Oh man, we go uptown, Joe. Don't get fucked up like last time. I was back into a shorty. You fucked my whole shit up. Putting you in the cab. To this day, that nigga bring that shit up. So that's the bad story. The good story, New Year's. It was a while ago. New Year's, maybe 2013, 2014. We went out to this spot downtown. My boy Ashley, shout out to him. He was hosting that shit. It was lit. I see some shorty that I'm feeling. I'm about to talk to her, right? So the shorty goes and she takes the Hennessy, right? She's about to offer my boy Jimmy some of the Hennessy. She's like, "Oh, you want the rest of this? I don't want it." Nigga, this nigga Jimmy was dating some crazy bitch. That bitch. Oh, you know I shouldn't be saying bitch.
Yeah. I'm about to say you killed Thomas for it. Go ahead, Father Vince.
Do not refer to women as bitches.
I was vibing with the shorty. This chick gonna come and she gonna say, "Oh, why are you offering a drink to my man?" I'm like, yo, it's not even that serious. She's just offering her, like, Hennessy, like, she don't want it no more. Like, it's not even, like, she's trying to max him or talk to him. Yo, tell me now these joints was about to fight, bro. And I'm telling Jimmy, I'm like, yo, take this chick and get her the hell out of here. So he takes her, he leaves, and then this fight breaks up. And I'm still with Logan. I'm like, so me and Logan are single at the time. So I'm like, yo, I like that shit's fucked up. Like, I tried to talk to the shorty after that. She didn't want to talk to me no more. She was like, nah, like that bitch fucked up the vibe. Da, da, da. I was like, all right. So me and Logan go into like this basement party. There's like a bunch of people dancing. Freaking Mace come on. What's the Mace song that? Tell me.
Welcome back.
No, not that one. The one.
You in the spot and they playing Welcome Back.
The dancing one. The one that Mace does the
high. Feels good?
Feels good, yeah.
Feels so good.
Yo,
what you know about Go now, Head West?
Yeah, that one. Bro, that's one of my favorite songs.
Classic.
I forgot them. So, like, I'm not even a dancing dude. Like, y'all know I'm not a big dancer. So, the freaking crowd goes around me and Logan. And me and him are doing the hop on one foot shit like this. So, you know, I thought I killed that shit. So I was feeling myself. So then I went upstairs. I see some shorty, right? And she was with a friend. And I'm like, yo, what's up? What you doing after this? Da da da. And like, she was feeling my game. She was feeling my game or whatever, right? And then I was like, yo, I got a friend for you too for the shorty. Shorty looked like Gina. To this day,
man, Joe.
To this day, I had them shorties. I went into the cab with these shorties. I couldn't find Logan. I'm looking for this nigga all over the club. I'm like, yo, where's this guy at? I got two joints. Where's he at? And then I called him and he's not picking up. And then we're in the cab and the shorty's like, where's your friend? Where's your friend? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And then we went to the diner. I'm like stalling. I'm trying to figure out where this guy is at. So I go to the diner. I'm eating with these joints. And then the joint was feeling me or whatever. And then the chick called somebody else, and then they were like, oh, we're gonna go somewhere else. And I was like, damn, this guy Logan failed me.
I ain't gonna lie, I would have had to leave my friend. It would have just been me and the two joints.
I was with the two joints, but like we were at a diner, so I was trying to like there was no way I was gonna get the girl by herself. It was like,
get them more shots, you get them both.
Even though the chick was feeling
give them more.
So it was like already 4 a.m. So it was like we was at a diner eating, and then they left to like go to like a penthouse or some shit or whatever. And I was like, damn.
Oh, if she left to go to a penthouse, she was just being nice to you. She was never leaving with you.
Listen.
No, yeah. She was with it. She was gonna go. Is that they called somebody and then they were like, oh, we're gonna
link up with these people. The second them joints her penthouse at 4 a.m, you lost them.
Yeah, I lost them at that point. But had Logan been there, we could have sealed the deal. But that was the good story. It was like
a double whammy, so
a wavy night. You know, we had fun and you know we was making our rounds and it was cool. You know where this dude was at? He just fell asleep somewhere. Like he went to one of his friend's houses and just fell asleep. I was like, yo,
sick.
After he did his maze dance, he got tired.
That shit was funny, bro.
He said, I know Diddy said we won't stop, but goddamn.
He stopped.
But that's that.
But that was fun. But yeah, y'all want to get into Sicko of the Week?
No, brother.
Oh man,
we can definitely
let's do it.
Go ahead.
Who's starting it off?
I think we all could agree.
Yeah.
The Sicko from last week to today is no other than our own V Monster.
Wait. Let's give him the proper intro, Sicko of the Week. He's the first award winner, so let's give him the proper intro. We're talking about V Monster. We talk about WWV. We talking about Vinny Del Negro.
That name is hard, bro.
Vinny Del Negro is hard.
We talking about Vincente. You know, we talking about, you know, we giving Sicko of the Week to
V-Mon. The very first one.
The inaugural Sicko of the Week goes to Mid-Sense.
Hi guys, I'm Vincent. I'm Sicko of the Week. And that's them photoshopping my face onto the picture of Game holding the Bible with the letter B.
Y'all gotta see that picture. He's holding that trophy proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no content on why they're giving me the Sicko of the Award, but whatever. I'll take it.
Yeah. First team all Sicko.
That's Vince Vaughn.
Running the point guard.
Most valuable Sicko.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a team player.
No content.
No. I got content as to why he's Sicko of the Week for me, for sure. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give y'all a little backstory behind the scenes of this podcast. Because this podcast was born through a group chat. It was, well, first, obviously, from work. And then it grew into an Instagram group chat where we just talk and send things and whatever. We, you know, just chat it up. So I like to get ghost sometimes. Anybody that know me, no matter the situation, how close we are, I go ghost. So when I go ghost, Vince is the first person to point it out to me that I've been ghost. He called me a sicko. I'm a scumbag. I'm sick. I'm all these things, right?
Lies.
So cool. I take that heat because he's not the only person to call me that. But he calls me that probably the most. So, all right, cool. This man, for the past few days,
It wasn't two days, it was one, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, I'm gonna say a few.
Nigga
days.
Muted the group chat.
Listen, I'm
gonna
say.
I did mute y'all niggas. I ain't gonna hold you.
He muted the group chat, y'all. Mind you, the person that gets mad when other people go MIA, he calls us all these things, whatever. So now he goes ghost, right? So now when he goes ghost, I'm gonna tell y'all my biggest problem. He comes back like he's Phil Jackson in 1996, talking about it's all love, my brother. No,
it's all love, bro.
Where you been? Nah.
I can tell you where he was at. He was in City Island.
I wasn't in City Island.
Yo, Joe, chill out, man. You're dropping my Addy on the fucking podcast, nigga.
AKA Vinny Island. AKA Vinny Island.
Vinny Island.
That's Vincent's way.
Listen, when Vince go to City Island, he give him a call a day in advance, and they shut the whole town down. You heard?
King is back.
Oh, man. I had to go ghost for a minute. These niggas is pissing me off, so I just got to go.
You know, fuck y'all niggas.
Vince is Seafood City, you heard? That is. He got Seafood City tatted on his back, like he said.
Oh, on my God. Back with the city on my back? Yeah, that's nasty, bro. Sure. Nah,
that's he got mad shrimps in the water on the tat.
With one big ass lobster.
Yo, oh my god. Yo.
Nigga. Yeah, but go ahead, man. Go ahead. Y'all continue y'all bullshit.
Nah, I'm just going to repeat it just so the people know. V-Monster.
Sicko of the week.
But go ahead. You go ahead. You can give your nomination if you want.
I don't have no nomination, man. Fuck out of here. I told y'all so my Phil Jackson shit, man. So it was all peace and tranquility. You know what I mean? The past 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? I got love for everybody. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here. Except Trump. He's a fucking sicko. Fuck that nigga. But other than that, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's sicko of the decade.
You don't like
that's the go of the decade. Yeah.
You don't like Duke either.
Who?
You don't like Duke.
Oh, come on, like, we're not going to talk about him. Don't do that.
Thomas started a riot at the end of the
Yeah, I just went to Central Park and meditated, my nigga. Don't fuck up my vibe, bro.
You definitely Phil Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Don't bring up Duke in the podcast. He's, oh, my God. What a fucking loser.
Ew.
We gotta cut it off after that one. That's
definitely.
I think we got enough content for today, guys.
Nah, yeah, we good.
That's definitely
good.
A hit.
Yeah, great
fuck
show.
That nigga's heavy, man.
Great show.
Once tune again, in next week.
It's your boy, Tory Tiller.
Much shenanigans.
The Great Value Tory Lanez. And fuck these niggas.
Hey, Top Visionary, a.k.a. Top Visionary, a.k.a. Off the Moscato. Moscato time. You know the vibes.
Be my state. Neighborhood sneakerhead. Your neighborhood. Sicko of the week. Sicko of the week. Yeah, I take it.
Broadway Joe. Praise Joe. Joe Diesel. Your boy. We out here, man. Press God.
Joe V.O.
Joe
V.O. Joe V.O.
Definitely Joe V.O.
The man with too many AKAs.
I hate it here.
That's my AKA. Get me out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here, bro. We see y'all later, man. All
right.